Harper Audio presents Circle of Friends, the massive federal crackdown on insider trading, and why the markets always work against the little guy. By Charles Gasparino. Read by Pete Larkin. Introduction. I know this guy who's got an ironclad way to make money. I can't lose, and I can't get hurt. Bud Fox, Wall Street. I can't believe this is happening to me, David Slane thought one morning in mid-2007, as Special Agent David Maycall of the FBI explained to him that his life as he knew it had changed. Slane, he said, should be prepared to spend a long time in jail, unless, that is, he confessed to his crimes and agreed to help the government catch others engaged in the same dirty dealings. Slane had been nabbed for a crime the veteran stock trader knew all too well. Insider trading. Slane worked 2 decades on Wall Street for a variety of firms and made a lot of money. He wasn't a household name, but many of the market's successful traders aren't, and they like it that way. To invite press attention is to draw attention to the way they earn their money, which government investigators increasingly believed involved trading on confidential, top-secret information about companies, also known as insider trading. Slane is a tall man with broad shoulders and a macho temperament. He was known both as a skilled and intense trader, but also as a brawler, someone who had at least one trading floor fight. He also was a man known to federal investigators as something else, a fat cat, willing to skirt the rules, looking for edges over his competition, even if that edge involved an inside tip about a stock before it had been made public.